aboard. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on this Tuesday, March 27th. If it sounds like you've heard this program before, it will sound like it because I'm going to give you an introduction to our special guest this evening, who was supposed to be with us last Tuesday, but we had some confusion about who was to call whom. That's the grammar is correct, but in any case, my producer is getting in touch with him right now as we speak, or as I speak, and as you listen. Of course, the guest is Tex Mars. Now get your pen and paper handy, folks, because I'm going to tell you later in the program here where you can get in touch with Tex Mars, and he's going to be talking about a new book that he has written the introduction to and which has been published by Rivercrest Publishing, of which Tex Mars is president. Now, Tex is known to many of you, of course, but for those of you who I hope are listening for the first time tonight, or for those of you who have never heard of Tex Mars, I want to tell you a little bit about him. He's the author of books such as Dark Secrets of the New Age, Circle of Intrigue, and Codex Magica. Okay? He is formerly an assistant professor of aerospace studies, teaching American defense policy, strategic weapons systems, and related subjects at the University of Texas at Austin for 5 years. And as I say, folks, that's pretty impressive any way you cut it. He also taught international affairs, political science, and psychology at other universities. He's a career U.S. Air Force officer, now retired, holds a number of military decorations. He has a monthly newsletter, The Power of Prophecy, and he has his own popular shortwave radio program, Power of Prophecy. As I said last week, you know, when I first started this show about a year ago, I made a mental list in my own mind of about 10 people who I considered must guests for this program, and I'm pleased to say that I've finally gotten through most of that list, and I'm adding another notch on the belt tonight with having Tex Mars aboard. So I want to welcome you, Tex Mars. I hear you're waiting there for us.
Hey, Michael, I am here, and let me tell you, I appreciate being on your short list of potential guests, because for many years I've read your books, all of your works, of course, your tremendous articles in American Freedom Press. And it, by the way, our ministry, and you probably know this, we offer most of your books, especially, you know, Judas Goat and Final Judgment, and it goes on and on, so I think it's sort of a mutual admiration.
Well, yeah, I think it's accurate to say that, Tex. You know, I mentioned it various times over the past year when you've been on this program, but when I've mentioned you on this program, and particularly last Tuesday night, I said that one thing that I've always been impressed about in particular about your works is that you cover an area, and quite skillfully, that I have never touched upon in my writings, not because I'm afraid to write about it, but because I don't feel that I have the background to write about it. And that's this dark, ugly side of our political process. You talk about some of these mystical, satanic elements that are very real and that do exist, but they keep themselves behind the scenes. And I think that's so important that people are writing about it and talking about it as you do so well. So I'm really glad to have you aboard here tonight.
Well, you know, Michael, corruption goes a number of ways. And people generally, when they think of corruption, think of politics and economics. But there is a heart corruption
at the root
of many of these men.
Tex, I'll tell you what, our first break is coming up right now. We'll have about 4 minutes to talk after this break, but I want to say this much. You have put your finger on the problem right up front here, the spiritual end of the corruption we see in our world today. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. You're going to love this hour with Tex Mars.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
See you.
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're here with Tex Mars, very special guest, and I might add a very important guest. And as I say, I want you to get your pen and paper handy because we're having a discussion here with Tex, and we're going to mention where you can get some of his books, particularly a new book that I found very, very interesting, The Synagogue of Satan, of which Tex is the publisher and also the author of the foreword. Tex, before we went to that break, you were saying something very significant, and that is the fact that there is this spiritual aspect to all of this corruption and governmental intrigue that we have here in the United States and in our world today.
Yes, because, you know, the spirit actually trumps economics. It trumps politics. A lot of people don't understand this, but remember, these elitists, these men who rule much of the world now behind the scenes, Michael, they have plenty of money, they have political power, but they have dark souls. They have a hole, let's just say, in their souls, and they can never have enough. And this is always true of those in the satanic area. I remember talking to a woman who had for many years been a high priestess in a church of Wicca down in Florida. In fact, she wrote a book called The Witch That Switched. and she said, but, you know, she never was happy and fulfilled because Satan was never happy. He would always give her a certain amount of pleasure, but then, you know, it's like an addiction. It's like some kind of a cocaine of the soul. So this is true. And one thing we have to understand, now, if anyone believes the Bible out there, without getting technical and arguing over theology, which I'm not here to do that, but I want to say this very carefully. The Bible in the book of Revelation tells Christians to it warns them of one group. You know, Michael, I get a lot of letters and people say, oh, you're just picking on Jews. You're picking on Israel or the Zionists. Why don't you go after the Muslims? Why don't you go after the Islamo-fascist? You know, that's sort of the N-word now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what's interesting. Now, as a Christian, obviously I oppose Islam. I don't want to kill Muslims. I'd rather they live. You know?
Exactly.
That's my whole point, so that people will live. But get this. This is the fascinating thing about prophecy. In the book of Revelation, which anyone would tell you is probably the key book of prophecy, the last book in the Bible, Revelation, Jesus himself is called the spirit of prophecy in this book. And this book actually, in its text, says anyone who reads and studies it and keeps it to their heart, God will give them a special blessing. It warns of one group, and it mentions this group twice. In Revelation 2:9, it warns of the synagogue of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
In Revelation 3:9, it comes back again. Now, and this is, by the way, a letter from God to the churches in the last days. And it says, what I want to warn you about the most is the synagogue of Satan. And it says, because of the influence of this synagogue of Satan. That didn't say mosque of Satan. It didn't say church of Satan, although there is, you know, the church of Satan.
Yes, exactly.
It says the synagogue of Satan, and it says those of the synagogue of Satan are liars, they're blasphemers, and they will kill many of you. Others they will cast into prison. I'm telling you, we're talking about God himself identifying the most evil force in the world in the last days. So this isn't Tex Mars. This isn't Michael Collins Piper. I don't see any word in the Bible about Buddhist. I don't see anything about, you know, just name them. All these Hindus.
Well, you know, Tex, I said here on the program the other night, I said, you know, there's so many people out there, really good people who reject the idea that there is Satanism and evil in this world. They think if you talk about it that it's kind of beyond the realm, beyond the pale. But, you know, as I said, you know, if you believe in God, you have to believe in Satan. You have to believe in the devil. It's like they're almost like two sides of one coin. except, of course, one side is good and one side is evil. And if you believe in the Word of God and you believe in the Bible, then you have to recognize that when he talks about the synagogue of Satan, he has a very specific meaning. There's something, it's a real message for people who are living on the planet today. This isn't something that applies to 2,000 years ago. It applies to our world today and in the future.
Oh yes, because if you study at all of the synagogue of Satan, if you study of the men who rule in Israel, who really rule, the neocons, the force behind them, you will find it is a satanic force. There is connected, of course, a number of secret societies. But whether, Michael, you know, whether you're talking about the Bohemian Grove or the Skull and Bones, all of these, in one way or another, work a dark ritual magic.
Exactly.
I mean, whether it's John Kerry, who is Jewish, in the last election, he finally admitted he was Jewish, or his real name was Khan, K-O-H-N, that is, or George Bush, who appears also to be a crypto-Jew, if you go back and study all the way back to the Revolutionary War. Solomon Bush was very prominent in the Revolutionary War.
And I believe a prominent Mason as well, if I recall correctly.
Absolutely. So you have the Bush family that can be traced back in his Jewish roots, so as well as the Kerry family, and yet both of these men were members of the Skull and Bones, and they laid in a coffin naked. They took a ritual oath and scattered about there in the tomb, the T-O-M-B, and we have pictures of that, of course, there at New Haven, Connecticut. In the tomb were skulls and bones of actual dead people, and the tomb is located right next, is adjacent to the cemetery right off the campus of Yale. And get this, I have a book coming up now, Michael, and it will show you that the city of New Haven, Connecticut is laid out, the entire city or the entire town was laid out in the late 1700s in the form of a skull and bones.
And see, you know, Tex, here's the thing. These realities are not just coincidences. Some people will dismiss that and say, oh, that's just a coincidence. But to do that is to deny the fact that there are so many of these so-called coincidences that can be traced back to the activities of this variety of secret societies, which are, by any standard definition, satanic. Whether people want to use that word or not, I believe that word is applicable here.
It is applicable. In my book Codex Magica, I have a picture of a New Year's Day card. You know how you send out a greeting card to
exactly.
All your friends, mm-hmm. Happy New Year's Day. It is a card sent out by many Jewish people back in 1915, and the artist's name is mentioned. And the image on the card, I imagine, Happy New Year's Day. One Jew sends it to another, and it's a picture of a serpent coiled around the entire world, the Ouroboros serpent coiled around the world, in other words, strangling the whole world, having taken possession of it. Now, people say, golly, what could that mean? Well, it means that those Jewish people, at least, were identifying themselves as serpents. You say, well, golly, that's incredible that they would make that revelation. Well, it may have something to do with the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23. Jesus declared this of the Jews. He said, ye serpents, ye generation, that means race, of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?
Tex, we have a break coming up here. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We have Tex Mars aboard. I know you're going to want to talk to him later, but we want to talk to Tex here on the air for a little bit. Stay tuned for more. And don't forget, this program is sponsored by Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. It works, folks. Good product. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These stated the art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We have a very special guest here tonight, Tex Mars. Now, I hope you have your pen and paper handy, folks, because I'm going to tell you right now that his website on the internet is at powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy, just like it sounds, .com. And we are talking right now, we were talking before the break about Tex's book, Codex Magica, Secret Signs, Mysterious Symbols, and Hidden Codes of the Illuminati. Folks, this book, I was very, very impressed with it. It's been out now, I think, for about a year or so, maybe a little longer. It's 624 pages, oversized pages, folks. Illustrations, hundreds and hundreds of illustrations, which prove that what we're talking about here tonight is not just, like Tex said, not just something that he drew out of thin air, not just something that I wrote in a book. This is stuff that's been around for a very, very long time, most of it from establishment media publications. And I was impressed with it because it shows me again that all of this is a conspiracy. This is not coincidence. And Tex, just to get back to what you were saying, you were illustrating the that strange greeting card that was sent out, but there's so much more than that, and you show that very clearly in Codex Magica.
Well, there is much more than that, of course, because we know that our entire culture has been corrupted by Illuminati signs, Illuminati symbols, and by the way, I have a whole section in there on the Jewish Kabbalah and show how Kabbalistic magic is being used. And you'll remember that Albert Pike, the former sovereign grand commander of Scottish Rite Freemasonry, he endorsed the doctrines of the Synagogue of Satan because he exalted Lucifer as spiritual king of the world. But more than that, he admitted that at its base, all of Freemasonry, and of course we have several million members even here in the United States, that Freemasonry is based on the Jewish religion, which is the mystical Kabbalah. And it's interesting to me, whether you're looking, you know, at the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which, by the way, talks about the mystical serpent that's traveling around the world to grab land and possessions and finally set up a world capital in Jerusalem. So we see this serpent, and it all comes back to the Jewish Kabbalah, which really teaches that Lucifer had sex with Eve, and from that was produced, well, the Jewish race.
Now, you know, Tex, so that's interesting because, you see, that point alone right there, as inflammatory as it is, should shock every good Christian who has joined the Masons, or every good Christian who perceives the Masons as a group to be a good force, a force for good in our society. And even more so, it should shock all of these Christians who worship the State of Israel today.
Well, that's right. They need to go to the Bible and look at Ezekiel chapter 8. And there God's prophet Ezekiel actually described what I can only say is very much a Masonic lodge-type organization within the Jewish temple. And he says, you know, God tells Ezekiel, dig in the wall. Look, what do you see? He digs a hole in the wall of the temple, and he looks in, and there are the learned elders of Zion worshiping these horrible images, you know, satanic creeping things and serpents on astrological symbols that are emblazoned in this secret chamber.
I sure didn't read any of this in my book of Bible stories that my mother got me when I was a child.
Yeah, this is Ezekiel 8, and God says, do you see what the elders of Zion are doing in the secret chambers of their imagery? Their secret chambers. See, to the world, they put on a front, but behind there is this horror of Satanism being practiced. And, of course, this is why Jesus came and why he identified them. He said, by the way, fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. So it wasn't just that one generation of Jews. And then he finally said in Matthew 23, verse 38, he says, behold, this is to the Jews, your house is left unto you desolate.
All right, Tex, we're going to a break here, and then we're going to have a stretch of about 25 minutes, and we want to talk when we come back about this new book, The Synagogue of Satan, which shows how all of these spiritual things have manifested themselves right here on planet Earth. It does affect us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest, Tex Mars. Now, Tex has a website, and those of you who are internet savvy can go to that website and get lots of interesting information about the books and Tex's newsletter, videos, other materials available, which I know will be of interest to you because they are always of interest to me. Now, Tex's website is powerofprophecy.com, just like it sounds, powerofprophecy.com. Tex also has a radio show on WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio, at 5.070, at Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, and it also airs on Sunday nights, a repeat at 9 p.m. Central Time. That's 5.050. Now, those of you who want to drop Tex a note, I'm going to give you, those of you who are not listening on the Internet and those of you who may not even have access to the Internet, I'm going to give you that address here for Power of Prophecy. It's in Austin, Texas. It's Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And I'm going to give you the 800 number that you can call there. It's an 800 number, just plain old 800 number. 800-234-9673. 800-234-9673. Now, Tex, you introduced at the very beginning of the program the term the synagogue of Satan, which anyone who is familiar with the Bible is familiar with, and it does happen to be the title of a new book that is available from Power of Prophecy. The book is, as I say, entitled The Synagogue of Satan. The author is an Englishman named Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. But you've written a very interesting introduction, a foreword to this book, and the book is subtitled The Secret History of Jewish World Domination. And I want to say, Tex, this book, which is, boy, oh boy, it's a big book, 318 pages, is a real chronicle of the secret history of our time. And I highly recommend it to anybody. I wonder if you might, if you could, I'd just like you to describe the book for the listeners.
You know, I'll be glad to, because I believe it's one of the more important books in our lifetime. And, you know, there are so many books. I think we can go back to your book, Final Judgment, which, hey, there have been 1,000 books, I suppose, written about the JFK assassination, but I've never read anything like The Final Judgment.
And that's a very, very presumptuous title, I might add. But
yeah. Well, it is, but, you know, it's a huge documented, it's not theory, it's facts, and you have incredible things, and it leads all kind of avenues out from it, and you begin to study other areas as well. The Synagogue of Satan, of course, The Secret History of Jewish World Domination. I want to mention Andrew Hitchcock. This is the first book this man has written. He works in the financial services sector in London, England. He was in law enforcement, and he just became convinced that there are these secret men and organizations in the Zionist realm who are driving the world toward a final horrible catastrophe. So he decided to document, and you know, he goes all the way back to the 8th century, to the Khazar Empire, the Turks, Mongol Empire that was integrated on in by the Tsars into the Soviet Empire. But there was really one of the foundations of what we have today going on in the world with Israel, the neocon Jews that run the Bush administration, and really many of the key events of our century all can be traced back to the 8th century in the kingdom of Khazaria. But he brings it all the way up.
Yes, he does.
And, you know, Michael, one of the things that I think is fascinating about this book, The Synagogue of Satan, it's a chronology, but it's written in a very interesting way. It sort of enraptures you. It goes year by year. You just take out a 20-year period and say, what happened this 20 years? What was the Jewish world domination during this 20-year period? How much did it progress? And by the time you finish, you end with Israeli secret agents in concert with rogue Bush administration high-ups and others engineering 9/11 and the bombing of the World Trade Center towers.
You know, I want to emphasize that point. I think that's very important about the book, that it breaks it down virtually year by year. It highlights incidents in history and shows how they are directly connected. These are factual incidents in history. This isn't theorizing. These are events in history that are documented that show how it has progressed, as you say, from clear back, you know, centuries ago up into the present day.
Yes, and you know, one of the things that ties the whole book together is something that you mentioned a little earlier in the program, Michael. It has to do with money. You know, the Bible gives us a principle. The Apostle Paul said the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, you know, that at first sounds like a Benjamin Franklin maxim, right? but it's deeper than that. He means it. This is the root of all evil. It's not just money. We all need money. It's the love of money. These people can never have enough. They are addicted with a horrible malaise or a sickness, a disease of wanting more and more money, and they will do what's necessary to get it. So what Mr. Hitchcock did in his book that impressed me, for example, on page 37, he talks about the Rothschilds gaining control of America's money system with the setting up of a central bank way back in the early America period. And then the U.S. Civil War, 1860 to 65, how the Rothschilds used their money power to foment that bloody conflict. Then he talks about how the Rothschilds, later on in page 87 of this book, even the Jewish Encyclopedia admitted that the powerful Rothschild family had become the quote-unquote guardians of the papal, the treasurer of the Vatican.
They're overseeing everybody's money.
Yeah, and then later on, in page 104 of the Synagogue of Satan, it says N.M. Rothschild and Sons seizes control of the world's gold markets and begins fixing the daily gold prices.
Yeah, now that's a, you know, that is a story in and of itself, but, you know, the bottom line of it is that this is the constant theme throughout the book, The Synagogue of Satan, that this control of money, this love of money, this obsession with gaining the upper hand has been the underlying process by which we have reached the point where we are today.
It is, and you know, in their desire for money, they want to rule all the world's kingdoms, let's call them, all the world's, 175 nations. Remember, it was Satan that brought Jesus up to the high place in the wilderness and said, look at all of these great kingdoms of the world. You know, bow down and worship me, and they can all be yours. Here we have the root of the problem. We have the desire to control others, so you can have their wealth. You know, in my newest newsletter, and by the way, anybody that calls us, I'll send them a free copy, ask for the Synagogue of Satan issue of my newsletter. There's a picture, and I'm sure you've seen it, it's been in some other places as well, of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, this picture was in the Scotland newspaper, okay, over in Scotland, just a few months before Schwarzenegger decided to run for governor. So he had to, went over there to get approval. Where did he go? He went to Scotland to the mansion of Lord Jacob Rothschild at the Rothschild Estate in Scotland. In this picture, it shows Schwarzenegger on the lawn of the Rothschild Estate. On one side of him, on his left side, is Lord Rothschild. On his right side is American billionaire Warren Buffett.
Exactly. I've always been
get together.
Yeah. Well, now see, you know, see right there. That those are the kind of things that I'm saying that you drive home so well in Codex Magica, and which in this book, The Synagogue of Satan, is outlined so thoroughly that you can't get away from these powerful forces, and there's no question but that they. Well, a friend of mine who was a very high-ranking Mason for many years in Malaysia, and then broke with them. He said to me, and I mentioned this on the show the other night, he said to me that he said, you've heard about the dark side of Freemasonry. I've seen it.
Mm.
And it's there that these groups are part of the power mechanism that this Synagogue of Satan uses in a more, here in our day-to-day lives, directing affairs. And that's where I always tell people that it took so long for me to realize that there is this spiritual end to all of this. It's been going on for 2,000 years here on the face of this earth, but it goes much, much further and much, much higher and much, much deeper.
You know, that's true, Michael. And, you know, some people out there may say, oh, well, I don't care about the spiritual side. I don't care about religious things. But, you know, it's like the man who told me, I don't believe in war. Well, that's fine. I don't believe in war either. But listen, war will find you out if there are evil men who want it.
That's right.
So somebody may say, I don't believe in Satanism. But if there are powerful men who do, and they'll use their influence in order to push their satanic activities on you, then you're going to have to respond to that. I mean, all Americans have to respond in one way or another to Iraq. To the Iraqi war.
That's right.
We don't have any say about it, you know, whether it's going to be from our tax dollars, whether it's every time we turn on the TV, we're going to be engrossed in this war. So it doesn't matter what we believe. And what is very, very bad about it is, you know, go down to South Miami and watch the Santeria people down there sacrificing dogs and cats and other animals and say, I don't believe that there are literally religious groups sacrificing animals today. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but there are groups like that, and they've even gone all the way to the Supreme Court demanding the right to do their evil acts.
You know, Tex, you wrapped it all up very well there, because as you say that, you know, people out here in the day-to-day life, they may not want to believe all of this, but the fact is there are very powerful people in the world today who do believe it. And this book, The Synagogue of Satan, has assembled the history of the activities of these people. So I want to remind people again that if they want to order the book, they can write Power of Prophecy. The address is 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And how much is this book, Tex? I have it in my hand, but I don't see a price.
Sure. We've made it $19.95. It's $20. So just an even $20. I think it's $4 for shipping and handling. So a total of $24. Just ask for The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Hitchcock.
Yeah, it's one heck of a read, and I think people are going to find it very, very interesting. Well, now, Tex, there's a couple callers here that want to talk to you, and I want to try to bring them up here. Let's go first to John in New Mexico. John, come on up. Talk to Tex Mars.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Tex.
Hi, John.
Michael, you have always have great guests, and tonight is no exception.
Thank you.
In fact, I think you need more than a one-hour show if you're going to have Tex Mars on. Maybe he can spill over into Rick Adams' show if he has time and Rick will allow it.
Well, we're definitely going to have Tex back here again real soon. I can guarantee that.
Well, I have a couple things to say and an idea and then a question for Tex.
I'll go ahead.
Try to get it all in as efficient as I can. Well, first off, you two guys are brave. I mean, I need to read more of Tex's work, but I did read Dark Majesty, and that was a great book. And I want to get this Codex Magica book and the one you guys are talking about tonight. The other thing is, I wanted to ask. I know, Michael, you've been against kind of writing on 9/11, but
oh, no, I've written quite about 9/11, as a matter of fact. I'm working on a book about 9/11. But anyway, go ahead.
I thought you were not, but that would be interesting. I was going to say, if you and Tex would get together, I think a book on 9/11 would be phenomenal. But more specifically, I wanted to ask Tex about the smoke coming out of the buildings and how that looked like a devil or demon. And also, if you guys are familiar with the currency, most specifically the $20 bill, when you fold that in the shape of an airplane, it looks like the towers burning. And if you fold the $50 bill and then the $100 bill, you get a sequential destruction of the Twin Towers. And the reason I bring that up is because you were talking about coincidences, and here's another coincidence.
Supposedly, yeah. Tex, do you want to go ahead on that?
Yeah, let me just propose something here. And, hey, we're all friends here, so we're trying to get at the root of these mysteries and expose these things. So I want people to understand, I'll be very honest with you, I've never been a mystical person, but I saw the pictures of the devil's face and the smoke and flames coming out of the World Trade Center's buildings. Now, I'll tell you, of course, that was also in some tabloids. But at first, it was in the Associated Press, and I tried to track that down, and it turned out that it was a legitimate photo. Now, a little later on, they tried to retouch it up and try to make it a little bit more dramatic, but there was that picture that was, boy, just a shocker, the devil's face right there. Now, was this coincidence? Very, very possibly. So, you know, I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'll tell you something. In this universe, It's fantastic to me. There are many coincidences. You know, the works of people like Michael Hoffman, James Shelby Downer are interesting because of the synchronicity and the things that seem to occur with numbers, numerology. And it is true that all Satanists are fascinated with numerology, occult numerology. And so they do many things based on numbers and on various Jewish high holy days, as well as astrological days and witchcraft high holy days and such. So, by the way, the interesting thing is the Bible itself identifies the Antichrist, Satan incarnated, as by the number 666. Now, you know, even God gives us a clue there that Satan and his people will be fascinated with numbers, and it says, count the number of the beast. In fact, it says it is the wise person who does count the number of the beast.
All right.
The whole universe is mathematical.
We have this break coming up here, and I'm sorry to say we only have a few minutes left, but I hope people will take advantage of the opportunity to get Synagogue of Satan. Check it out at powerofprophecy.com or call 800-234-9673.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have our very special guest here, Tex Mars. This hour is going by too fast. And I want to remind you once more that this hour is sponsored by Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Check it out on the Internet at headachestaygone.com. Tex, I was going to mention real quickly here, you know, I think this all ties together because, you know, this image of Satan in that picture, Now, some people might think that we're saying that that was Satan himself materializing, but I would put forth the possibility that the people who control our media were the people who were responsible for putting that there to send out a message to people.
Yeah, that, there certainly is the fear factor there, because whether or not we believe that, and I actually believe probably it was a coincidence, but there's so many coincidences like that. But it is a fascinating thing. I've done a lot of research on the logo, the official seal, let's say, of the Council on Foreign Relations, which, by the way, is over 70% Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And predominantly Zionist in membership, and its president, Mr. Haas, is also Jewish. And I found that there is a naked man on a white horse, and it is their logo. And he is doing his right hand, and he's giving the sign of Freemasonry that's learned in the sixth degree of Freemasonry. And as I show in my book, Codex Magica, Michael, in that degree, they do procedures or maneuvering of their body and their hands in such a way that the number 666 is computed. So isn't that interesting? The sixth degree, number 666, and here the very symbol, the logo of the Council on Foreign Relations, that's today giving us the North American Union, as you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With their plan, with Bush cooperating. And they also gave us the central bank, the IRS, the whole shebang, you know. And here, their symbol is a Masonic symbol in the form of a 666.
And that is not a coincidence. That's a fact. Now,
absolute fact. Yeah.
John, I think you had another question for Tex.
Yes, I just wanted to know if which book ties together the Kabbalah with the Freemasonry and Satanism, because I had read and heard on videos and by reading that they go together, and that if you learned one, let's say a person's a Satanist, a high-level Satanist, they could go into the Freemasons and probably move up very quickly because at the top of the pyramid, they're based on the same things. I was wondering what Tex had to say about that.
Well, yeah, you know, one of the interesting photos of the Seinfeld crew, you know, Michael Kramer, they call him Kramer.
Yeah.
Michael Richards is Jewish, and I have a picture of him on the front cover of Scottish Rite Journal. There he is given a Masonic hand sign. He's right on the cover, and he's admitting that he is a 33rd degree Mason. And he has an entire Masonic library in his home. He's fascinated with Masonic literature and textbooks and rituals. And the entire Seinfeld show was based on Jewish Kabbalism, whether it was Seinfeld or Dreyfus or Richards, all of whom are Kabbalistic Jews. They did all kind of hand signs and such. So you can see our culture is saturated with
it. That's exactly what the mass media is sending this out there, and they obviously have an agenda. Tex, I can't believe it. The hour is up so quickly. We'll have you back again real soon. I thank you for coming aboard. I want to tell people to check out powerofprophecy.com or call that 800 number, 234-9673, 800-234-9673. Thanks again, Tex. It's been a lot of fun and very interesting.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Have a good evening, Tex. Have a good evening, everybody. Thanks for listening in. I hope you learned something here tonight. You should have. Scary world we have out there.